Yeshua Perek Chav opens discussing the Ari Miklat. Now that the Nechalos were given out to Klal Yisrael and all the land was divvied up for each Shevet, it goes on to discuss the Ari Miklat, the city of refuge that Moshe had commanded be set up upon the entering and conquering of Eretz Yisrael. As it says in Pasuk Beis, Tnu Lechem Ari HaMiklat Asher Dibarti Alechem B'yad Moshe. Set up the Ari Miklat as I spoke to Moshe about. In Pasuk Gimel, it describes, through Pasuk Vav, it describes what the Ari Miklat are for. Lanus Sham, as it says in Pasuk Gimel, Lanus Sham Rotzeach Maken Nefesh B'shkoga B'vli Das V'ayu Lechem L'Miklat Negoel Hadam. That this is going to be a place for a person who kills someone by accident, Bishogeg, can now run to an Ir Miklat, a city of refuge, before the Goel Adam, the Avenger, has the opportunity to take refuge and be protected in that Ari Miklat. The Mitzvah of Sion points out, what's this lotion of Goel Adam? He explains, because it will feel, Goel means it will feel like a Geula for the person who has taken revenge or vengeance for the original death that had occurred, because now he has the ability to go and kill that person. In the Ir Miklat, the person can remain protected. He can be kolate from the Goel Hadam until the Kohen Gadol dies of that town. Then the Goel Hadam can carry out retribution on that person, as the Psukim explain. Pasuk Zion through Pasuk Tes, which brings us to the end of the Perek, it lists all six of the Ir Miklat that were set up. Three were set up on the Eretz Yisrael side, which are in Kadesh, Shechem, and Hebron. An additional three were set up on the non-Eretz Yisrael side of the Yarden, Golan, Ramot Gilad, and Bezer. I like to point out that in the Psukim in Sefer Devarim that speak about the Ir HaNidachas, when it discusses the city, discusses what to do, the halachos of what to do with the city, where all the people in the town are doing Avodah Zarah, they're commanded to destroy the city. But the Torah adds a few words in here, "V'nasam lecha rachamim," that Hashem will give you rachamim. The Or Chaim HaKadosh explains on that pasuk, because after all the bloodshed of the Ir Nidachas, a person might feel a sense of loss of their rachamim. They might feel a sense of loss of mercy, compassion, and empathy for other people. So Dafka Hashem tells you, when you carry out my word, after all the bloodshed that I'm commanding you, V'nasam lecha rachamim, I will still give you rachamim. You will not lose out in your midos. So too here, when conquering Eretz Yisrael, after all the wars of Klal Yisrael and Yoshua, so Hashem tells you to set up an Ari Miklat, to teach Klal Yisrael that this is going to be a chance that I'm showing you that even though you did all this bloodshed and you had all these wars that I commanded you, Al Pi Hashem, you will not lose out from your sensitivities and your midos tovos from carrying out my word. Therefore, the person who kills Bishogeg will have the opportunity to run to a home base, so to speak, in the Ir HaMiklat to be protected from the Goel Adam. When we carry out, when we live by the word of Hashem, surely we will never lose. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.